Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Pei Ches. We will begin on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. In our Mishnah, we had learned in our previous shiur the power of an Eid Echad. And the Gemara had quoted a Braisa, because the Braisa says, Eid Echad Amar Chal Techelef. If one Eid approaches somebody and says, you ate Chalef, V'hu Ay Meloy Chalti, and he says, I did not, the Loch is Potter. It doesn't have to bring a carbon. But, said the Gemara, said the Mishnah, is because he said, lo yachalti. Seemingly, that would clearly indicate that if he had not said that, he would be chayv to bring a carbon. Even though the fact that he ate the chalev was only based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. So we see, says the Gemara, the power of an Eid Echad. Says the Gemara, Umamai, who tells us that's the reason that he's chayiv? Because of the testimony of an Eid Echad, the reason that he's chayiv is because of Eid Echad, maybe because this person who was accused that he ate chayiv by an Eid Echad and he didn't disagree, that's why he's chayiv. Because the reason will be v'shtika kaida dami. The reason he's chayiv is because of shtika kaida. So the Karen Ara asks if that's pshat in that Mishnah, that the reason he's chayiv is because shtika kaida. So what would be the chiddush in the Mishnah? Shtika kaida is a concept that we have through our shas. So some rishonim say that some want to suggest that shtika kaida, if we didn't have this Mishnah, would only be a concept acceptable in mamonos, when we're speaking by financial matters. Here we're learning that we're applying the concept of shtika kaida even to chayiv a carbon. And that's why the Mishnah had to say it. Others want to say that although there's a concept of shtika kaida, but shtika kaida doesn't make it that it's actually to say, that's actually exactly as if he said it. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, how far we take shtika kaida. And says the Gemara, Teda, I'll bring a raya that the concept behind that Mishnah is because of shtika kaida not connected to the power of an Eid Echad. The Tani Sefer, the Mishnah over there, continues teaching us, Om Mishnai Mechal Techelef, and two Eidim tell him, you ate chalef, and he disagrees and he says, I didn't eat. Rameya Mechayev, Rameya says that he's chayev to bring a carbon. Or Rameya, Kavachoymer. Im Heviyu Shnaim L'day Misa Chamura, if the testimony of two Eidim could cause that a person should be killed, we accept the testimony of two Eidim. Lo Yveyu Kod Mechal, so certainly it should cause him that he should be chayev a carbon. It's not really a good argument, that because he could always say that I ate this chayla b'mezid, and the halacha is that somebody who eats chayla b'mezid, of course, gets malchus and doesn't bring a carbon. So the way Rashi explains, it's a migui. That throughout Shas, we have the concept of a migui. I could have said a better claim. And therefore, since I said this claim, believe me when I said it. Tosfos finds difficulty with Rashi's pshat, because the Gemara teaches us in many places that we don't say migui b'makom edim. We don't accept a migui when it's counter to edim. So Tosfos explains that this doesn't work with a concept of migui. Rather, what we say, when he says lo yachalti, he's saying lo yachalti shogig elamezid. Not that it's a migui, he could have said it. We interpret his words that that's actually what he's saying. That he's expressly saying that he ate this bemezid. By expressly indicating that he ate it bemezid, he is going therefore to be not chayiv a carbon. Says the Gemara. But what do we just see? That we had a machloikis in the Sefer between Ramei and the Chachamim. If two Eidim say he ate chalev, and and he disagrees, will he be chayif a carbon? Reisha, when we spoke about the Reisha, it's clearly my time to come chayif rabbanon. Why don't we have any disagreement in the Reisha? Obviously, ilay mishum mehemen, if we're going to say that because that's the power of an Eid Echad, v'ha trei ba'alma, ask the Gemara when we have two Eidim. Dafakav the kamachashlo, even though they're disagreeing with Eidim, enu mehemni, the Eidim are trusted. The Eidim are trusted v'chol ha'Torah kula when we have two Eidim. V'kapatri Rabbanan, and still the Rabbanan say that you have two Eidim, and in halacha, we never have anything stronger than two Eidim. And with all the strength that two Eidim bring, the halacha is that if this person is not agreeing, he's potter. So certainly in the Reisha, if it's only one Eid who's saying that he ate chalev and he's disagreeing, he ought to be potter. Elav, what makes the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Because in the Reisha, Ishtik, Mishum the Ishtik, when he was accused of eating chalev, he remained silent. And therefore, in the Reisha, we have the new rule. The reason why in the Reisha he's not going to be chayiv is because of the halacha of Shtika Kaida. But it has nothing to do with the concept or the strength of an Eid Echad. Ella, says the Gemara, that the reason why an Eid Echad is trusted in our Mishnah, says the Gemara, when he comes and says that this woman's husband passed away, says the Gemara Svarhi. It's based on a Svara. What's the Svara? Midahava, a chaticha sofik shachel of sofik shashuman. If we have a piece of meat, and we're not certain if this piece of meat is chelev or kosher meat or not kosher meat. Vaseid echavam and barley the shuman who, and one aide comes and says that it's kosher meat, that the loch is mehemen, that we trust him when he says it. So we see here that that's the power of being able to rely on Eid Echad. And Rashi explains, why do we trust an Eid Echad? Because if we weren't going to trust an Eid Echad, we could never eat in anyone's home. Because how do we eat in anyone's home? The only way we're able to eat in someone's home is because there's an Eid Echad whoever's running that household saying that the food is kosher. The Rishonim bring Taisus Rishonim bring a different explanation. The halacha is that a woman is Neman, is trusted to say she is a Nida, she isn't a Nida. How do we trust her? She's only an Eid Echad. We see the power of an Eid Echad. Rashi Masechta Chulin says a different source how we know we could trust an Eid Echad. He says, this is Rashi Masechta Chulin, Daf Yoreh Mabeis, the Rimaskel Eid. Rashi says, the Koyoche V'yochid, Himino Torah, every individual was trusted by the Torah when the Torah says, V'zachvachta mi'bekarcho mitzayncha, that we may only eat meat that was properly slaughtered. And when a Kayin, when an Eid comes and says that this meat was properly slaughtered, the halacha is that we trust him, even though he's only an Eid Echad. Others say that we see that a person, the Torah trusts an individual when he says that the truma was removed from the food. And again, the fact that the truma was removed from the food, how do we trust him? Otherwise it would be tevel, the power of Eid Echad. Ask the Gemara, but that isn't a good comparison. Because me dummy, hossam, when we have a piece of meat that we're not sure what is the status of that meat, is it kosher or not kosher? Lo yischazik isura, there is no isser saying that that meat is not kosher. So the aid has the ability to say that it's kosher. And Rashi says that, and this is the way Ritva explains with Rashi, as long as there's no cheskes iser on a specific piece of meat, says the Ritva, that even if we'll have a butcher shop that sells non-kosher meat, but the butcher, who's a trusted person, says on a particular piece of meat that it's kosher, the halacha is that we trust the Eid Echad, because there's no cheskes iser. But hacha, in the case of our Mishnah, is chazik yisur deishasish. This woman is identified as a eishasish. We know she's an eishasish. Ve'ein davish b'erba, it says the Gemara, we have a rule that we never trust. Ve'ein davish b'erba pach mishnayim. Says Taisus, I'll bring a raya that we believe eid echad even by ischazik isura. A woman who's a nida is ischazik isura that she's a nida, and yet the halacha is that we trust her alone to say she's no longer a nida. So Taisus says that's not a good question, because Taisus says that the cheskas nida, the chazaka that this woman is a nida, is not your standard type of chazaka. It's a chazaka that's a suyul ishtanos. It's a chazaka that's going to change. A woman is nida, but she's no longer a nida. And therefore, we can't bring a raya from there that is chazak isur is different. So Agamar just taught us that ein davish b'erva, whenever we have a situation of erva, we have to have two edim. And the Gemara Masechet Saita, Daf Gimel on the base, says that how do we know this halacha? We learn it Gzeirah Shava from Dinei Mamonis. The Torah says by Dinei Mamonis, Apishnei Edim Yokan Davar. And by Erva, the Torah says, Kimotzba Ervis Davar. So we learn here Gzeirah Shava that Davar, that you have to have two Edim. And that's why the Gemara is asking, how can our Mishnah have said that we trust? How could our Mishnah said that we trust one aid? Our Gemara says, but our Gemara also wanted to say that when it's loy is chazik is sura, the halacha is that we will trust an aid echad. So the question is, how could we trust the aid echad when it's loy is chazik is sura? The question is that we have a chazaka, and even though it's even in a case where we have a chazaka, we don't rely on anything else. So, ask Rabbi Chanan that how can we ever suggest that an eid echad should be stronger than a chazaka? Throughout Shas, for ask Rabbi Chanan, chazaka is what's considered something that we rely on a deraisa. So, Rabbi Chanan says a very interesting approach. He says that eidus and chazaka, what is the rely? Why do we need to rely on eidus sometimes? Why do we need to rely on chazaka sometimes? Because we have a question, and we don't know what to do with that question. And the Torah gave us different ways how to relate to a situation of a suffix. One of the options the Torah offered is chazaka. One of the options that the Torah offered is eidus. Says Rabbi Chanan that Eidus and Chazaka work in very different fashion. He says Eidus works that it tells us what really happened. Chazaka doesn't tell us what really happened. Chazaka only helps to tell us, since you don't know what to do, Chazaka tells you what to do. And therefore suggests Rabbi Chanan that it could be that's why the Gemara is suggesting that maybe Eid Echad is even stronger than Chazaka. Pnei Yeshua takes a different approach. The Pnei Yeshua says that indeed an Eid Echad cannot be stronger than a Chazaka. But even though an Eid Echad can't be stronger than a Chazaka, where there's a question on the Chazaka, then we can rely on the Eid Echad. And that's what is going on in our Gemara, suggests the Pnei Yeshua. The husband hasn't shown up. There's a question, so her cheskas ish has become weakened, and therefore, since her cheskas ish has become weakened, then the halacha is that we can rely maybe even on Eid Echad, but the Gemara is saying that we maybe not. So our Gemara said that here we're dealing with a davish of ever, and a davish of ever, and we should not be able to rely on an Eid Echad. Says the Shav Shematza that this halacha that our Gemara just taught us, we said it's actually Gemara Masechet Saita, that by Davish Be'erva, we don't trust, but we always need two Eidim. Says the Shav Shematza, that that's when we certainly have a Davar Sheba'erva. When we have a certain Davar Sheba'erva, and now we need to judge, rule on it, the halacha is you have to have two Edom. But if we don't have for certain a Davar Sheba'erva, there an Eid Echad would be Neman. That's not where the Torah says that you need to have two Edom. And he says that the Tshuvas Maimini, where there was a Reuven sent a Shliach to be Mekadosh a woman. And the Shliach, when he was Mekadosh the woman, should have said, Harei at Mekadoshes L'Reuven. Instead of saying, Harei at Mekadoshes L'Reuven, he got confused and he said, Harei at Mekadoshes Li. And when they asked him, how did you say this wording? He said that I didn't mean myself. I certainly meant Reuven. So the Goras Maimini says that we trust the Shliach, and this woman is not married to the Shliach. Question is, why? So explains the Shev Shematza. Because in a case like our Mishnah, where we know for sure that we have a woman who is an Eishes Ish, and now we want to take her out of the status of being an Eishes Ish, so that's where the Gemara is saying that the halacha is Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. But in the Gemara over there, in the case of the Agos Maimini over there, we didn't know if she's an Eishes Ish at all. According to the way he's saying what he meant to say, she isn't an Eishes Ish at all. And therefore, since she's not an Eishes Ish, there we could trust the Shliach, the Eid Echad. There are those who disagree with the Hagos Maimini and say that this woman would need to have a get from the Shliach, even though he's standing and saying it was never my intention to marry her, and then she could go on to marry whoever she wants, says the Gemara. And the Gemara continues to ask, Haloi Damya, our Mishnah, says the Gemara, is only comparable to a case, L'chaticha devadi chelif, where we have a piece of meat which is certainly not kosher, Vas Eid Echad v'ame barley the shuman hava, and now an Eid Echad comes and says that this meat is kosher, that the halacha is loy mehemen. He can't just make it kosher when it's established as non-kosher. Says the Gemara, mi dami. You can't compare the cases again. Hasam, when we have a piece of meat that is established as a non-kosher piece of meat, a filu, even if 100 people would come to say that this meat is kosher, loy mehemni. Because the only time we trust Edom is when we have a question. When there's no question, that piece of meat is not kosher. Hocha. But by the case of our Mishnah, certainly, as we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to continue learning. Kim deki osabei trei, we're two Edom to come and say that her husband died. Certainly, Mahemdi, those Eidim would be believed. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting, Chad Nami Lahemdi, when one Eid comes and says that she's an Eishes Ish, we should be able to trust them as well. And the Gemara says, we have precedent that we could trust an Eid Echad, which the Gemara will explain each case and see if it is indeed a precedent. Midadava Tevel, Hegdish Vekonomus, which the Gemara is going to explain in all these cases that we could trust an Eid Echad. So Tosfos asks, once the Gemara established that Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim, how can we have a conversation that we should be able to trust an Eid Echad? So Tosfos answers, that's only in a case where we have a woman who's married to her husband, and now we want to come and say that this woman is not to be allowed to remain with her husband. Says Tosfos, the Gemara at this point is assuming that that's the only place where the Torah says, Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim, that we need two Edom. But in all other situations, even though there's a rule of Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim, maybe that's not where that rule was said. So we said that the Gemara said there's a precedent that we believe an Eid Echad in three places. The first was Tevel. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what is the case where we're saying that we trust an Eid Echad? Either day, if somebody owns produce and he walks in and he says that the Trumas and Maestris were properly removed and therefore this produce is not tevel. Says the Gemara, either day, if he owns this produce, then he's believed b'shul b'yadu l'saknoi. And there are many different approaches in the Rishonim. Why is because b'shul l'saknoi? Because since he owns the produce, that's why he's going to be believed. So Rashi explains that it's like a migui, that since I could do it, just like we said earlier in our shir, every migui works because I could say I could have had a better claim. Here too, since I said I could have done it, so if I say I could do it because it's my produce from which I could take off Trumas and Maisrus, I'm believed when I said that I did it. Says the Shach, that according to Rashi's explanation, the halacha will be that we can only believe him when he has the physical ability to take off the Trumas and Maisrus. But let's say he is in one place, and his Trumim and his produce is in another place, and there was no physical way for him to do it, then we wouldn't be able to say, we wouldn't be able to say B'yad L'Saknoi. The Rosh has a different explanation. The Rosh says that the owner of an object has a certain namonis on that object. And since he's the owner of this object, of this produce, that's why he's Neman. The Marik takes a more lomdish approach. The Marik's approach is that what are we discussing here, as we've been discussing in the Shir? Because it's Chazik Isura. And the fact that it's Chazik Isura requires more Edom to make you be able to believe it. Says the Marik, when you have a situation of B'yodoy L'Saknoi, says the Marik, that takes it out of being considered a full-fledged Ischazik Isura. And since it's now not considered a full-fledged Ischazik Isura, that's why he's believed. Elamai Kama, says the Gemara, Ela Da'acher. The halacha is not the owner is saying the Eidus, someone else says it. Says the Gemara, my sover. So ask the Gemara, the man, the Amid that says that he's believed, what does he hold? Ika sover tarim shalai shal chaveroi. That I could take off truma from somebody else's produce. Ain't tzarech das balim. I could do it without his consent. So then, whether I am the owner or I'm not the owner, the concept of b'yodei l'saknoi will be applicable. Vika sover, and if the halacha is that tzarech das balim, that I can't take off truma from produce without the owner's consent, v'amar anoy da. Omar, and this aid is saying, I know for sure that this produce, the Trumas and Maisus, were removed. Ask the Gemara, Higufa Manolon, where do we know that indeed that is Dalacha? Next case that the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from was Hagdish Nami. That somebody said that this produce was Hagdish and it was redeemed properly. Ask the Gemara, what exactly again would be the case that we're discussing? We know when we speak about Hegdish, there are two types of Hegdish. There's Hegdish that's Kedusha Stomim, something that was donated to the Bedek HaBayis. It doesn't have Kedusha Saguf. And says the Gemara, if that's the type of Hegdish we're referring to, the reason why he's trusted is Mishum the Biyadal of Taisai. If he wanted, he could be paid it himself. And the halacha is that even if somebody else was magdish something to Hegdish, anyone could be able to be poided. Viva Kedusha Saguf, if we're talking about somebody donated an animal for a carbon, that the halacha is you cannot be poided, either day, if it's something that I own, that I was magdish an animal with Kedusha Saguf, the reason I have the ability to say that it doesn't have that Kedusha Saguf anymore, because the halacha is Mishum D'Biyadei L'Tshulele. Making something Hegdish is a form of a neder. And just like by every neder, the halacha is that once I am Magdish it, that once I make the neder, I could go to have Hataras Nadarim, this neder would be the same. Vel D'Acher. How must we say we're referring to that somebody was magdish something with Kedusha Saguf, and someone else says that I know that he was mat and nether and it's no longer hegdish. I'm testifying that that's what happened. So ask the Gemara, he goofed him and from where do we know that that is indeed the halacha? Kainamus, nami. The Gemara wanted to say that from the kainamus, when somebody made a neder, and a kainam is a form of a neder, that the halacha is a eid echad is neman. Ask the Gemara, let's understand. As we said, kainam is a form of a neder. Exactly what happened here. Ikasavi yeshmila b'kanamis, if you follow the opinion, that the Gemara Masechta Nedarim, that Flamed Hay quotes a machloikus of Ramea and the Chachamim, if we say mila b'kanamis, if somebody said, kainam kikazeh, somebody says that this loaf of bread should be also to me, doesn't mean that he made it into Hegdish. Ramea holds that it's Hegdish. And if you ate from it, you're moil. The Chachamim disagree. They say that Kainim is not a form of Hegdish. So now, if it's Hegdish, then the Halachas of Mila apply to it. So says the Gemara, Ikasavi Yesh Mila Mekanamis, if he's following the opinion that a Kainim is Hegdish, the Kedushas, Dama Nachsalei, and what type of Hegdish does a Kainim form, a Kedushas Tamim? So then, we're going to have the same concept that we said a moment ago. Since I can redeem this Hegdish, that gives me the Namanis. Vikasover, if on the other hand, you follow the opinion, then Emil Mekonomis, that Koinim is not a form of Hegdish. Just when you say Koinim, you made this object Osubahano. So either day, if it was something that I said about my object, so the reason I'm believed is, as we said a moment ago, Mishum Diyada Lachurle, I could have always been Mataneder. Ella, it must be referring to a situation, the Acher, where somebody else was made something Koinem, and I'm coming, Vama No Yadano, Dichamarale, and I'm coming and saying that I am testifying, I, the Eid Echad, I'm testifying that the owner was Mataneder. Ask the Gemara, he goofed him in Nolan. So what happened just now in the Gemara is the Gemara attempted to bring three precedents that we see that we believe in Echad, and the Gemara said that all of them are not really good rayas. Amar Zera, so Rameya says, what is the reason that we believe in Eid Echad that says a woman's husband died? A different explanation altogether. As we learned in our Mishnah, that if the husband will show up, she's going to be in a serious situation. That's why he called up a lebetchila. That's why we're makel, since the woman knows that the repercussions, that if she trusts the Eid Echad, and it turns out that it's not true, she'll be in a very weak position with all sorts of difficulties that the Mishnah identified that we'll be discussing in our coming shiurim. That's why we trust the Eid Echad. So ask the Gemara, we're saying we're being makel, but says the Gemara, but the kula is a kula that will bring a chumra. So ask the Gemara, loy lachmer v'loy lekel. Answers the Gemara, mishimiguna kila by rabbanim. The halach is that indeed we should maybe have been machmer, but otherwise this situation would leave this woman in a very bad place. And therefore, we are makel. So, the question is, if, as we're learning in our shir, that davar she'be'erva needs two edim, so yes, the Gemara established here a svara, or mishum aguna kul b'rabbanan, but how could it mishum aguna kul b'rabbanan be able to take away what the Torah says? So there are many approaches under Rishonim. Rashi's approach is that it follows with the concept that Chazal have the ability to be, and we'll be speaking about this concept in our shiurim, that lafkina kedusha minei. Chazal say that we have a right to undo the kedusha. And that's why, even though normally you would have to have two edim, here we could be more makel. Taisus seems to take a different approach. Taisus seems to take approach that what is the purpose of Eidus? It's a very bechiddush Taisus. The purpose of having two Eidim is because two edim are the best way, the Torah says, we can establish the truth. Says Tosfos, what our Gemara is teaching us is that when you have an Eid Echad, together with the concept that our Gemara just taught us, and that is that the woman, Mishmiguna Kila Rabbanan, and the truth, the woman will be careful because, as we just learned in the Gemara, if she's not careful, the repercussions are so serious, that equates the Eid Echad with that woman being careful to be considered that it's good enough. Similarly, the Ritva, the Ramban, says that, yes, the Torah requires two Edom. But why did the Torah require two Edom? So they explain that the reason the Torah required two Edis is because two Edom is a way for us to be confident and certain that what they're testifying is exactly what happened. Says Tosfos, that says the Ritva and the Rambam, if all we're trying to accomplish is to be certain that what is being testified here is the truth, that could be accomplished even with an Eid Echad when we combine it with the concepts that we've been discussing in our shir. And they say that was the koyach that Chazal gave to the Chachamim. The Torah gave Chazal the Chachamim that they could determine, just like the Torah says, that two Edom are a way to determine the truth. If they see that there are other ways to establish the truth, we can rely on that. We learned in the Mishnah that if the woman's husband was testified that he died, and based on that she remarried, and then the first husband shows up, says the Gemara, Taitzim Mizeh Mizeh, she cannot remain with either husband. Amarav Loishanu, El Shanisus Beit Echad. When she got married based on one aid, as we just explained. Avon, this is a Pishnei Edom. If she got married based on the testimony of two Edom, then the loch is loiteitze, she could remain married. Says the Gemara, Machkala b'merava. When this halacha was stated in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't able to understand it. Asa gavra v'koi, the husband showed up, v'at amr loiteitze, and you're saying that she can remain with the second husband, how could it be possibly say that she's staying with the second husband? The first husband showed up. She's a married woman. She's an Eish HaSish. How could she be marrying with the second husband? Says the Gemara, the case that the Rav referred to, Rav Nachman Rav referred to, L'tzricha de lo yudinalei, that we don't know that this husband saying is this is who I am, and I'm this woman's husband, and we don't know that indeed that is the case. Ask the Gemara, if we can't identify that this is this woman's first husband, Be'er Echad. So then the halach is, why are you saying that if Eid Echad came and then the husband comes, and my taitse, we don't know ever if this is the husband, says the Gemara. Loit Tzricha, Rav is speaking about a case, Dasu Be'trei, that two Edom came, Vama Anon Havina Badei, we were together with this woman's husband, Michi Nofak Varhashta, from when he left his house until now. And we know that this is this woman's first husband. Vatan Hudiyudetalei, you don't know him. And the reason you're not able to say for certain, how don't we know him? Everybody knew who the husband was. Because it happens that sometimes people aren't any longer recognizable. Where do we say it? The Ksiv, V'yaka Yosef Es'echov, V'aim Loi Kirua. The brothers, Yosef was able to recognize his brothers, but they weren't able to recognize him. From Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda explains why. Melamed Shiyotzu V'loi Chasimus Yakin, that he went out when he didn't have a beard yet, but when he came back, Uba Chasimus Zakin. So therefore, he wasn't recognizable. So as related to our Gemara, when there were Edom who's saying that this man is not the husband, and then the two Edom that's saying that he is the husband, and we don't recognize here that the halach is kivin shenisus loy teitzei. The halach is that we have such a situation and she doesn't have to leave the second husband. But if indeed we only had one aid who said that the husband died, And now two Edom come and say that this is the original husband. He just, unfortunately, for whatever reason, no longer recognizable, then we wouldn't believe it. Then the halacha is that she would have to leave the second husband. So the Emre Amos asks that how could they not recognize Yosef? The Gemara Rashi quotes in Chumash that Ziv Ikunim Doimishal Aviv, that Yosef looked like Yaakov, and Yaakov they knew. So the Emre Amos answers, at this point, when they met Yosef, when they came to Mitzrayim, Yosef was 39 years old. When Yaakov was first married Leah, he was 86 years old. So yes, if they would have known Yaakov when Yaakov was 39 years old, they would have been able to recognize that Yosef must be Yaakov's son because they look so much the same. But what happened over here was they were so many years difference in age, then they weren't recognizable. But then many Mefarshim ask that maybe that they couldn't recognize him by his face. But why couldn't they recognize him with his voice? His voice didn't change. So they explain, the Miramis explains, that you could recognize a person by his voice when they're speaking the same language that you always spoke with him. But it explains Demri Emes that Yosef, when they came to Mitzrayim, because of this concern, because he didn't yet want to reveal himself to his brothers, was careful to speak to his brothers only in Egyptian. By being careful only to speak to his brothers in Egyptian, they weren't able to recognize his voice. And he says that's pshat in the Pasuk, where Yosef ultimately does reveal himself in Parshas Vayigash to his brother, the Pasuk says, Kefi Hamidabra Aleichem, and Rashi says, Beloshen HaKodesh. Explains Demri Emes, what does Rashi mean to say? So he says that what Rashi means to say was, Kefi Hamidabra Aleichem, he's saying that until now, I didn't speak to you in Loshen HaKodesh, because I knew that if I'm going to speak to you in Lashon Kodesh, then you'll recognize me. But now that I revealed myself to you, so on the contrary, I'm going to speak in Lashon Kodesh, and by speaking in Lashon Kodesh, you'll be able to determine and know that I am your brother. The Marv Shemesh has a whole different approach to this drush, to what the Gemara said, Melamed Shloyotz B'loy Chasim Mezaken, Obob Chasim Mezaken. He says the mark of a tzaddik is that he constantly is growing in avodas Hashem. And particularly Yosef a tzaddik, we know that that was what Yosef a tzaddik was all about. And in fact, I saw that the Mefarshim suggest that that's why Yosef was called Yosef. Yosef represents adding. Yosef constantly was growing in his avodas Hashem. So he explains. The brothers, even if they thought that Yosef, while he was in Mitzrayim, they certainly had no idea or couldn't believe that Yosef had grown in a status of Ruchnius. Mitzrayim, the Torah says, was Ervas Ha'aretz. And since Mitzrayim was the Ervas Ha'aretz, that's why they saw here an individual who was a tzaddik. And a person who is a tzaddik certainly wouldn't, they couldn't believe that that's what would have happened to their brother Mitzrayim. And that's why the Gemara says they didn't recognize them. But ask the Gemara. But let's understand the way we just established, Saif, still, Treva Treininu, we have two Edim who say that it is her husband, and two Edom who say, and it isn't her husband. Says the Gemara, how can we allow this woman to remain married to the second husband? Habalel, to somebody who is going to have relations with this woman, is Bashem Tolikoi. The halacha is that for any Aveira, for which if you did that Aveira b'shoigig, you'd be chayav a karban chatas, if there's a suffix, if you violated that Aveira or not, you have to bring an Oshem Tolikoi. So since we have asked the Gemara situation of Treu Trei, how could we allow them to live with the second husband to live with her, isn't this a situation of safek? Answers the Gemara, Amar Sheshet Kigoyin Shenisus Lechem Yedeah. When is an Ashim Tali brought? A question of Ashim Tali is brought only in a case where there's a safek. If one of the Edim who said that he died is the person standing here, is the person who married her, he doesn't have a safek. Says the Gemara, but what about her? The Eid says, I know the husband died, but how does she live with him? He gufa, Bashim Talikai. A woman is also not allowed to live with a man if she's not allowed to live with him. And so the Gemara, we're talking about a case, Barili, where she's saying that I know, I trust this person who I married who said that my husband died. And as Rashi explains, an Ashim Tali is only brought the Mishalibai Nakfai, where somebody has a question. If you don't have a question, there is no Ashim Tali. Ask the Gemara, Yahachi, if that's the case that Rav is speaking about, Ma'ala Memra. It's a Gemara, Masechta Ksubis. Where the Gemara, Masechta Ksubis, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis teaches us, where two Edim say a husband died, and two say that he didn't die, the Halach is that she shouldn't get married. But if she did get married, she could remain married. And the Gemara says that the case that she could remain married is because she married one of the Edom. Says the Gemara, V'afilu Rab Nachman Bar Yosi, even Rab Nachman Bar Yosi disagrees with that Gemara and says that even if she got married, she can't remain married. Like Hamar, he only said that El Kshma Edom, V'achkach Nisus, that the Edom that said that all the Edom, both the Edom who said he's dead and that the husband is dead, and both the Edom who said that the husband is still alive, all came, and then she got married. That's the halacha, she can't remain with the second husband because she was in the status of a safek. We have the trey, Chazal, the Beis Din told her don't get married, and if she disobeyed what Beis Din said and got married, that's when the halacha is teitzi mizeh mizeh. Ava, in a case where first Edom came and said that her husband died, and she married one of those Edom, and then Edom came and said that her husband is alive, even Rav Nachman Bar Yosi would say that she's allowed to remain remarried. The Tanya, and the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Shnayim Amrim Eis, two Edom say that the husband of this woman died, v'shnayim Amrim Loi Meis, and two Edom say that he did not die. Shnayim Amrim is Garsha. Two Edom said that they got divorced. For Shnayim Amrim is Garsha, they didn't get divorced. The Halach is, Arezer L'Tanosei, this woman may not get married. Vimnisis, but if she did get married, the opinion of the Tanakam is, Loi Teitzei, she could remain married. Says the Gemara, and again, the Gemara in Masechta Ksubos says, we're talking about a case where she married one of the Edom. Rav Nachman Yosi Omer, Teitzei, she can't remain married. However, says the Gemara, Amar Menachem Rabbi Yosi, Amos Ani Omer Teitzei. When is the halacha that I say that she cannot remain married? Bezman Shabar Edim, when the Edim that said that the husband didn't die came first. And only after that, Nachkach Nisus, Avil Nisus, if she got married based on the testimony of Edim who said her husband is dead, and she married one of those Edim, Vakach Bar Edim, even Rav Nachman Bar Yosi would agree that Harezer Loi Teitzei. We won't let her, she can remain married. And in fact, the Rishonim say, part of the reason we allow her to remain married, because otherwise it'll be as elusive the Beis Din. It'll be a joke that we do let her get married, don't let her get married, says the Gemara, Ki kama Rav Nami, what, when did Rav say it? Bezman Shu Edom, when Edom came, Vakach Nesus, and then that her husband is alive, and then even though the husband, so we have a tray, and even after that, Nissa, she got married to one of the Edom. Then what Rav is coming to teach us, Lafuke, Rav Nachman Bar Yosi, we don't follow the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Yosi. And even if she got married after there was already a tray, we allow her to remain married. That's what Rav is coming to teach us. We follow the opinion of Rav Nachman. We follow the opinion of the Rabbanan. Vika Damri, but there are those that say, Tama the Nissus, Vakach Bar Edom. The only reason we allow her to remain married to the second husband is because the tray only formed after she got married. Avabar Edom. If indeed Edom would have come, and we would have had the tray. Vakach nesis, and then she got married. The halacha would be teitze kaman, because Rav actually says the Gemara is passing the Rav Nachman b'Yosef. Ask the Gemara on Rav. Masav Rava. The Gemara says, "Menayim shalei rotsa." If a kohen doesn't want to do, the kohen is doing the wrong thing. The kohen is becoming tamei. The kohen is marrying women that he's not supposed to marry. Defanu, that we force him, we even hit him to do what's right. And if he's married to a woman that he's not allowed to be married to, we force them to get divorced. Tamid Loimer, the pasuk says, v'kidashtoi, to teach us about korcha. We force him to act like a kohen. Ask the Gemara, hey chidomi, what is the case that we're talking about? Because as the Rishonim framed this Gemara, the Gemara finds it difficult to assume that we're referring to a situation where this kohen willingly went and married a woman who he's not allowed to marry. Ilema, and we're going to talk about the case that we're speaking in our Gemara, that there's a tray, and is she allowed to marry another man? So the question is, the lightness is lechem eidah. If the woman is not going to be marrying one of the eidim who say her husband is dead, v'lo kamra barley, and she can't say with definitively that I know that my husband is dead, tzrich lemeim de dafnu. So of course they have to separate this kohen. She's an ashes ish. Ella lav the nisus lechem eidah. She got married to one of the eidim. The kamra barley. So she's married to an aid, and she's saying, I know that this aid is correct, my husband is dead. And we're learning that if he's a kohen dafna, we force him to separate from her. Why? If Rav is saying that under those circumstances they could remain married. Alma, from here we see that mefkinalei me nay, that we don't allow them to remain married. Not like Rav said, says the Gemara, Amr Issakunashani. Even though Rav says his halacha, but when we're dealing with a kohen, everything is different. And the way that it Rav explains that because we find that the Torah is so strict and so particular how we treat kohanim, so even though normally we should be mekel, as Rav says, in this type of a situation, when we're dealing with a kohen, we're going to be stricter, and we can't allow them to remain married. V'bay seima, my dafna, what does it mean? Dafna be'edim. That before the kohen married her, the Bezdin is obligated to find Edim, that if he's alive, that if indeed she didn't, what it meant to say is that she did not marry one of the Edim. My Dafna, Dafna means that before she married the Kohen, because there's a Chiv of Kedashtai, Bezdin go out of the way to find a tray, because they know that this man is marrying this woman. And he's a kohen, and we don't want a kohen to be marrying a woman that he's not supposed to. And because of that, we go out of our way to at least try to turn it into a tray situation. V'bay seima, or another way of explaining that, Brisa, why it should not be difficult on Rav, we're talking about Bo Edom, that Edom already came, Vakach Nisus, and then she got married. That means we have a situation of tray, prior to her getting remarried. And this Brisa is following the opinion of Nachum Reb Yossi, that even if we're allowing her to get married, that's only before the tray was formed. Once the tray was formed, we wouldn't allow her to get remarried. And as we said in the Lishnachrina, even Rav maybe concurs with that. And that's why the Gemara says this Brisa is not a question on Rav. Rav Ashi Amar Loi Teitzei to come a Rav. Rav, when Rav said that she can remain with her husband, doesn't mean that she can remain with her husband. It means she could go back to her first husband. That even though she got married to the second husband, based on an Eid Echad, we don't allow her to go back to the first husband. But if she got married based on two Eidim, she will be allowed to go back to her first husband. Says the Gemara, Vam Rav Chadazimna. We already learned this halacha. The Tanan, Nisa Shloi Brishus, if she got married without Brishus Bezdin, and as we explained when we learned in the Mishnah, what that means is she didn't need a heter from Bezdin. She got married based on an Eid Echad. The halacha is Mutas Lachsaloi, because she didn't do anything wrong. There were two Eidim that said her husband was dead. And since there were two Eidim that said her husband is dead, she did the right thing by getting married to a second man. And now, if the first husband says that Allah shows up, Mutas Lachsaloi, she could get back to him. Says the Gemara, Chad Mechlal Dechver Te'ita. Both halachas are really the same. And that's why we were able to extrapolate this halacha. Amma Shmuel, Loi Shana Shlai Mechasha. When we learned in the Mishnah, when they said that Eidim say that when Eid Echad said her husband died, and she then the first husband shows up, she has to leave the second husband, and Shlai Mechasha, that when she doesn't disagree with the Eidim, Ava Mechasha, if she disagrees with the Eidim and says that this is not her husband, says the Gemara, what exactly is the case that we're referring to here? Ilam betray a tray. Two Eidim are saying that this is her husband. Even though she's disagreeing, why would we believe her? We know that Kala Tara Kula, Shnei Eidim, we trust two Eidim. El Bechad, what happened here is one Eid says that this is her husband. So says the Gemara, Tamad Machshasa. So the reason why we allow her, we believe it, because she's arguing, Hashaska Teitze, which seems to indicate that she, if she were quiet, even though she didn't say anything, she would have to leave the second husband. But ask the Gemara, Amu Ula, Kol Makom Shemina Tar Leid Echad, in a case where Eid Echad is trusted, Arei Kam Shnayim, Vein, Ein Dvar V'Shalecha B'Makom Shnayim. So if when the husband, we trusted an Eid Echad that said that the husband is dead, and now two Eidim, that one Eid says that the husband is alive, we don't trust that Eid Echad, says the Gemara, Hakam Ma'eskinen, B'Psula Eidus. Two Eidim, two people who are not kosher Eidim, for example, women, said that this is her husband, and they are contradicting the one Eid who says that her husband died. And that's where Shmuel says that we trust the two women and we assume that this is her husband. Ukiram Nechemya. And says the Gemara, this is what Rav Nechemya taught us. The Tanya, Rav Nechemya Aymer, come Malkum Shemina Torah Leid Echad. Whenever the Torah trusts an Eid Echad, Halach Acha Rav Deis. It's not the same as regular Eidus. Regular Eidus, we know as a rule, Trey Kameya, two Eidim, 100 Eidim are all the same. When it's Eidim who are not kosher Eidim, we go according to the majority. Also, shtei noshim b'ish echad, k'shnei anoshim b'ish echad. And therefore, we go with the majority. So if there's one Eid that said that the husband is dead, and there are two that say that he's alive, we follow the two. Now the Gemara says, if the person who said that the husband is dead was an Eid Echad, but he was a kosher Eid, a fil mei noshim, and now we have 100 women, 100 Eidim psulim disagreeing, keir echad damyan, if they not consider more than one Eid. Hacha, my skin kagoyin, the asya ish mikara. This woman got remarried based on the testimony of one woman. And now two women come and say, well, this is her husband's alive. So it's two pasul Eidim versus one pasul Eidim. Tartzel de Rav Nachman Hachi. And that's what we're going to explain. This is the way we're going to explain what Rav Nachman taught us. The Rav Nechemya taught us. Rav Nechemya, I'm a kamak neshamina tarah leid echad, where we're relying on an Eid Echad who's not a kosher Eid. Hacha, halach acharev deis. We follow the majority. Vasu, and therefore, also shtei noshim isha achas, we treat two women versus one woman like we treat shnei anoshim b'shechad, two men against one man. Aval, shtei noshim beit echad. But let's say the situation, says the Gemara, would be where we had one aid who said that the husband died. And we have two aidim who say that we have one kosher aid said that the husband died. And two aidim psulim, two non-kosher aidim who say that the husband is alive. Kapalgo palgadamya. It's considered like a suffix. And if she's married to the second husband, the halacha would be that she's allowed to remain married to that second husband.